When the federal government asked the public to weigh in on Tennessee's proposal to receive its Medicaid dollars as a block grant, more than 6,100 comments poured in. An investigation by WUOT News found just 14 of them supported the plan. Despite that, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services approved a modified version of the state's proposal. WUOT's Claire Heddles reports.
Knoxville resident Jean Smith is a 73-year-old mother of two. She and her adult daughter, Carol, who has cerebral palsy, both rely on TennCare, the state's modified Medicaid program.
Carol and I both have communication devices. Carol uses her eyes to make her device speak. I use one finger to make mine speak.
Jean has a form of muscular dystrophy that makes it difficult to speak and type. But she wanted her voice to be heard by the federal government. So, like more than 5,000 others, she wrote a letter opposing TennCare's block grant proposal during the federal public comment period at the end of 2019.
I'm on a medication that's helping me breathe better. If I can't get that medicine, then I will die. A block grant would cut services to the most expensive cases.
Federal Medicaid officials said opponents' concerns are misplaced. While the 228-page plan is undoubtedly complicated, the American Psychiatric Association's Dr. Valerie Arnold says the risks are clear.
This is a really tough time in our community, not a time to be playing fast and loose.
Dr. Arnold is the Tennessee president for one of the dozens of national nonprofits that oppose the modified block grant proposal. She's worried about the flexibility the agreement grants TennCare to further limit the kinds of drugs it covers.
When your choice is the one that's been around for 30 years because it's cheap and there's other ones that work a lot better, but you can't access those, that's dangerous.
TennCare director Stephen Smith says the option to shut out certain drugs doesn't mean the state will do it. And people would be able to appeal if they're denied.
We will ensure, just as we do now, that if the member needs that particular drug, we will have a process in place that will allow them to get that and get it quickly.
These extra processes, like appealing a drug denial, are exactly where patients could lose the care they need under the new funding model, according to Tennessee Justice Center's Michelle Johnson.
Our eligibility on paper isn't horrible. It's just they put so many bureaucrats and red tape between you and the coverage that you have a very low number of people who can actually run the gauntlet. And so I think that's what it sets up here.
Many of the people who submitted comments opposing the plan also brought up legal concerns. One of them is Andy Schneider from Georgetown University Health Policy Institute's Center for Children and Families.
The state has created with this, for the first time that any state has done this, an incentive to drive spending down.
Schneider and other opponents say the federal funding plan gives the state a reason to reduce TennCare spending, which they think could lead to fewer benefits or even enrollment cuts. But the state says it can't shrink the program without losing some federal money. TennCare Director Stephen Smith says the savings will come from better coordination of care.
The success of this plan is actually dependent upon us doing what we have always done, and that is control the cost of healthcare and control our spending growth.
But like the thousands of people who wrote to the federal government opposed to a block grant, TennCare recipient Jean Smith says political promises are very different than the reality of relying on TennCare to stay alive.
Put yourself in my shoes. Try using TennCare and see how frustrating things can be.
The new agreement is likely to face legal challenges and opposition from the Biden administration in the coming months. I'm Claire Heddles, WUOT News.